A new podcast series is here. As you hear me recording this, I'm just sitting in my truck outside the gym ready to go in, but I was just hit with, okay, this is what you got to do next. This is an example of that. I've been recording these morning thoughts for the past few weeks and been posting them. First, I started posting them long form on IG and TikTok. And then I had an idea of starting them as podcasts and said, okay, I'm going to get around to uploading them to podcast. And now, from understanding that saying something and doing something are two completely different things, instead of trying to package it and make it look nice, I'd rather just do it. That's what I'm best at. And I believe that's how we gain momentum. Instead of trying to package it perfectly, IG and TikTok isn't the best for long form. And so me posting them there, you're not going to get, a lot of people aren't going to be able to hear what I got to say. And so now all I'm doing is uploading them as soon as I finish recording them. Then I'll post them. You may see the clip on IG or TikTok with the link to this here now. Maybe this is how you got here. More importantly, I just want to put out the messages that are flowing through me in the morning. And I hope that they help others. And also be that example for you, because you've been through lessons and you have things to share. You have value. And if you even feel a slight hint of wanting to share them with the world, and really it's a calling, you'll know if it's even in your head or your thought. It's not you thinking it. It's our Creator telling you, hey, I put you through this. I got you through this. Now share what you learned. So if I could be that example of not to hold back and just show you how simple it is by pulling out my phone and just making a decision to think it, do it, share it. And this is what this is. So this episode is Morning Thoughts with Gil. This series is Morning Thoughts with Gil. Hope you find value. And I hope you use the lessons learned to help you get on the path to getting solid, being solid, and staying solid. You guys, it's going on a month now. I would say only a month, because that's a short amount of time that I've been waking up early, early in the morning, at least for me. The goal is 4 o'clock, 4 a.m. And today was no different. I've noticed so many changes from doing this about myself. I'm getting to learn how my body works and how to get it in its optimal state throughout the day. Got a lot of work to do, but we're learning. Today, I could tell if I'm really tired if I sleep to my alarm. My alarm is set for 3:55 a.m. because I want to be out of bed by 4 a.m. And so I can tell I'm really tired if I sleep until my alarm. If I have enough sleep, my body's fueled properly, I'll pop up about 3:40, 3:45 on my own. Just my body will wake up and it'll be ready to go. But if I sleep to my alarm, that's fine as well. I could tell I was a little extra tired or whatever. Today, I slept to my alarm. I go to shut it off, put my leg out of bed and start to get up. But then wifey puts her head on my chest. I'm like, all right, some morning cuddles. I'm down, I'm for it. She puts her laser head on my chest. But then 5 seconds later, her alarm goes off. So she turns around to shut it off. And I wait and I think to myself,
Wait, her alarm's set for 5 a.m. Like, no way. Only 5 seconds has passed. So I turn, grab my phone. Sure enough, about a whole hour and 5 seconds passed. So I pop up, no hour behind the schedule for the day. But obviously, so worth it. More importantly, although I lost that battle for getting up early, I was blessed with some affection, and that'll fuel me through the day. And all I did was stick to my schedule for gratitude. You know, I spend about 30 minutes in the morning sitting there and being grateful, not so much in the present, for the present, but for the future. I envision what I want in the future, and I put myself there mentally, and I feel those emotions. I feel the joy, the happiness, the pride, the love. I like put myself there and I feel it. And one of the things that helps me get to that, to be able to do that, is breathing, breath work. Like, not just your regular breathing throughout the day that you do 24 hours a day without even noticing you're doing. I'm talking about being purposeful, breath patterns, getting that oxygen in. And this serves two purposes, right? It serves as a way for me to get in the zone, for me to be present, and for me to feel like internally, to be connected with me internally, and so that I can envision that future. But it's also a great way for me to show gratefulness. About 10 minutes of this breathing allows me to show so much gratefulness. And that may be hard for you to understand, but let me explain. Breathing oxygen is one of the most overlooked blessings that we have. We take it so much for granted, yet if it were to be taken away, nothing else in our world would matter. That's how important it is. Take away water. You go a few days without that, you'll be thirsty, but you go a few days, take away food, you're going to be hungry, but you can go days, weeks without it. You take away your ability to breathe, and believe me, within seconds, nothing else in your world will matter. Yet, you may have never expressed gratitude for the ability to breathe freely. And so this is why it's so powerful, such a powerful tool to help me express gratitude. And look, 10 minutes isn't a long time to get yourself primed. 10 minutes isn't a long time to show your gratitude. Think about this. You're probably sitting like, I don't got 10 minutes to sit down and just focus on breathing. Yet you spend 2 hours on social media. You'll spend another 4 watching your shows. And yet those don't do much for you except for some instant gratification. So give it a try. It's a great way to show gratitude. It's a great way your body needs that oxygen. It needs to be saturated in it. Open those lungs. And your mind and soul will follow. So I hope this message finds you well. Like I told you, I'm a little behind today, so I got to go get in that gym and go get mine in. I hope you do the same today. Remember, let's work to get solid so we can be solid and stay solid. Much love. Take care.